I do want to correct one thing I said, and I do apologize. Parker Meadows has been so bad at the plate, he's actually a negative war. So I just wanted to correct myself. I didn't look, I knew he'd been terrible in his 100 at-bats. Rico, I was just saying I wanted to offer a correction to people before we get to the phones. Parker Meadows has actually been so terrible, his defense hasn't overcome it. He's a negative war. He's a 54 OPS plus. I still am going to believe he
will. Not quite Javi negative from last year. Right?
No.
Okay.
I still believe he will get it a level of turned around. Now, I don't think it'll be last year where he was leading off in the playoffs, but enough to keep him in the lineup. And he's a valuable player. But yeah, I mean, that's a dreadful 100 at bats. It just is.
Yeah. Sorry about that. I made the trek to see the producers, so.
Yeah, I
just hopped off the flight.
The renovation, you got to stop. All right, let's go to Alan, 97.1. Alan, how you doing, buddy?
Good. I agree with everything you said, especially with the Parker Meadows. You have to go, if you only have only getting one addition, it's got to be bullpen arms. Because as you said, you're not going deep in the playoffs. Even if you add the best bat, if they're not going to get him, but if they got Alex Bregman or something like that, if you don't address the bullpen, it's not going to matter. The team, as well as they've been doing, the team is still very flawed. I still think they need a leadoff hitter. I really, really like Colt Keith. I think he should be batting third or fifth or sixth or something like that. I like Labor at second.
Yeah.
They really need a Stephen Kwan or somebody to set the table, and you got to get on base in the one or two spot in the postseason. So
the issue is they're so left-handed dominant. That's the problem. You got to have somebody from – no, Alan, I'm agreeing with you. It was just a particular name you brought. They need a right-handed bat.
Oh, I agree. I'm just saying they need a leadoff hitter and a right-handed bat. And one thing we know – I don't see them going to Somerset Mall. They're going to be going to TJ Maxx and Marshalls. And that's not the worst thing in the world, as long as they upgrade. But that's how I think they're going to approach it. They have to add. You can't stand pat. They're not going to have the same record or the same winning percentage the second half of the season. That's very unlikely.
No. And again, you know, Alan, I view it as like the Pistons in the Eastern Conference. Take advantage of a year where the Yankees lost their Scooble in Garrett Cole
right. To
a season-ending injury. Take advantage of it. This is not a good American League. It's a bad American League. You're in a horrific division. Take advantage of it. And you're right. They might go more conservative than any of us like, but I'm with you. As long as they add, then it's a different conversation of did we add enough? I would find it stunning, Alan, if we get through the deadline and they don't do anything. That would be malfeasance.
I agree. I can't see that happening. That would be malfeasance plus stupidity.
I'll take the combo meal, Alan. Sure, but no, I believe they'll do something. But I want it to be impactful, because if you get seduced by a regular season record with the factors I just listed, then you're not keeping your eye on the prize. Are we good enough to beat the Dodgers, the Mets, Cubs in a 7-game set? How about this? Are you good enough to beat? I can't believe I'm saying this.
Toronto?
The zombie Astros. They're back again.
Yes, they are.
This time without advanced scouting.
I would say, and this is where I'm gonna hold Scott Harris to his word. He said he's going to look at their weaknesses and try to fix them. This is a glaring weakness. It couldn't have happened at a better time, because it forces you for the next week to chew on that 4-game losing streak. Not happy for it, but man, if you were ever going to have a 4-game losing streak, it's now, because he has to see what we all see. This bullpen, I thought maybe it would be better. It's not.
But it looks.
And it could cost us a series in the playoffs.
You can change could to will.
Okay.
As currently constituted, this bullpen will end your season.
Right. Well, Scooble can only pitch maybe 2 games in that series. And he's going to come out of the game
90 pitches.
Yeah.
And in the playoffs, 6 innings, 90 pitches is about right.
Unless it's a game, like in a 5-game series, it's game 4. And you know what? Yeah, we're on the verge of elimination.
Yeah, then you can stay in too long and give up a grand slam.
I'm trying, man.
You don't need to try. You can just deal in facts. Six innings. That's reality. Yeah. Let's go to John, 97.1. Johnny, what's going on?
Not much, guys. I mean, there's no doubt. I agree with everything you're saying. A couple things, though.
Yeah.
First off, anyone that's ready to, like, pack up the season is probably either a new fan or an absolute boomer who's been watching, like, every other game and is like, oh, my – I think I heard Mark Ryan. He's like, don't call in and say – don't call in and say it's just baseball. Well, you know what, Mark? It is just baseball. You're going to win four games. You're going to lose four games. I would be surprised if we don't have another four games kid.
Yeah, but by the way, Johnny, it took till July 16th to lose four in a row. I think we're okay.
You know what the funny thing was? Real quick, Johnny. Remember, I wanted to do the topic like, what'll happen first? They'll win six in a row or lose four in a row. Well, they've lost.
It happened.
Four in a row.
It's like, who cares? 11 and a half up in the division. Done.
Yeah. We couldn't ask for a better spot right now, especially going into the All-Star break. It's perfect timing. But the number one argument I have for us prioritizing bullpen arms over, obviously, I love Eugenio Suarez. I love Bregman. It's not going to happen. The reason we need relievers, specifically ones in high leverage situations, is look at last year. We were two games away from going to the ALCS with essentially the same lineup minus Gleyber Torres, and Andy freaking Ibañez won us a game, and he's not even on the squad anymore. So it's like, look at we have the same roster. You have guys showing up now. And if we added two, I want Griffin Jacks. I know you've talked about it, Valenti. Yeah. Griffin Jacks is a freaking stud.
Beast.
Now imagine Aroldis Chapman walking around Detroit. The guy would have a blast in Greektown.
He's throwing 100-mile-an-hour sinkers at age 37. Yeah.
He would have a blast in Greek. I mean, imagine Aroldis at the bars.
Okay. No, we're not going to. No, John, let's just keep him at the hotel. We do not want that. I want you to pitch, and I want you to go home. And there can be no firearms in the house.
It's a funny image, though, right? I mean,
yes, but John, I hear you. But no, like, a great example is the Chapman thing or Griffin Jacks. Oh, everyone's blanket statement, and I'm guilty of it. Well, it's a divisional team. If you pay the toll, it's going to come down to, guys, this is a good deal. I know it's the Tigers. We got to do it.
Right.
It's the same thing with Cleveland. Look, if Cleveland ends up selling, they got several guys that can make you better. Do I think they'll do a deal with you? Probably not, because you don't strike me. There's no proof yet that Scott Harris is willing to overpay to get what he wants.
No.
Now, the closest we got to was Bregman. You didn't get him, but they did an A-plus job in offering, I thought, a more than fair deal. You can't harangue the organization about Bregman. He got paid more than Aaron Judge for this year. He went to that team. I can't make fun of the Tigers.
No.
Because if you did that, it would be ridiculous.
But not, yeah, you can trade within a division. It is possible. It may be a little bit of a tax.
You can also trade for guys that haven't been mentioned. The guys that are mentioned most in the rumor mill are the guys that get dealt the least.
Mm-hmm. It's the one that surprised you, like, whoa, where did that come from?
Yep, you're right. Correct. 248-539-9797. David, a few ticket texts, and we'll get to a football today.
Ticket text here says, Dylan from Clarkston says, biggest need for the Tigers right now is a back-end swing-and-miss reliever as well as another reliever. So he is definitely on the arms.
I want two of them. I want a righty and a lefty. I'm completely with that texter.
Paul, our guy Paul and Frazier says, given a choice between the two, I want the arms, Mike, but we need both, but I'll go with the arms here. Someone else texts in, and in bold letters, over and over again, says, bullpen, 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 bullpen.
Bullpen. He ain't wrong.
The Tigers must have bullpen help. If there is one spot that needs help the most, it is definitely that. Do we think we have the guy who can close out the Yankees in Game 7?
No.
No.
No, and look, as good as Will Vest has been, I'm not going to mistake him for Mariano Rivera. Like, there are some bad teams that have really good relievers. Giving A.J., and A.J. doesn't believe in a defined closer role, giving A.J. more tools is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm trying to do.
Situational, yeah.
It works. But I'm not going to freak out about Canely unless in about 10 days, 12 days, it looks the same.
Around.
That'd be different. 248-539-9797. Ricky, you got to understand something. I watched Tommy Canley with my team go basically a month without throwing a fastball, and nobody could hit him. I didn't even understand it. I watched Tommy Canley every day.
I remember when you said that. And now
it would drive me nuts because if you would throw one fastball, one. But look, he's got pedigree. He's got credibility. I got to give him a few more outings.